So off the top, why don't you just tell me what the Grindstone Ward is?
Essentially, the grants go towards paying for the registration. So we want to try to eliminate that barrier for girls to enter the game. So we provide grants, and then we also provide developmental opportunities. So whether it be hosting tournaments or working with associations or bringing in professional women's players to help develop girls, we do a mix of that.
I think we all know how expensive hockey registration is. So just to be able to get that, say, $500, it would really make a difference for parents.
Absolutely. You know, there's been so many good strides in the game of women's hockey recently. And, you know, to lose that momentum over something like finances and getting girls into the game is just, that's what we're trying to eliminate.
Now, you guys have reached a special milestone. So you've already helped 100 players and you're looking to help 100 more. So congratulations. That must feel really good. What kind of feedback have you received from some of these players that received the grants?
Honestly, we have heard so many different stories that actually have brought tears to our eyes. You know, when we review these grants, you know, some of these players have endured a lot of hardship, and especially due to COVID, you know, the grant applications, the tone has changed this year. You know, in the past, it may have been a parent who's experiencing cancer and they just don't have the financial means to enter hockey. But, you know, this year we're seeing a change in the sense of parents and families don't even have the means to provide gas to get to hockey. So, you know, that's where it's changed a little bit. And things like knowing that we can help those families to even get them to the arena is just awesome.
Yeah, job loss. That is one of the most frequent things that we've heard here, particularly in Alberta. It's an oil and gas province, and so already hit by an economic crunch, and then all of a sudden COVID shows up, and just so many people are unemployed at this time, so really makes a difference just to help out just a little bit.
And it's made such a big difference to Grindstone as well, and I hate to sound lame in that sense, but you know, we usually host a yearly fundraising tournament. Last year it was held in Kelowna, and we raised $25,000. And so that translates to 50 grants for us. And this year we haven't been able to do that. And so we're looking for other ways for people to donate to Grindstone that are not in person, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to up our marketing game, and we do anticipate the number of grants being needed to rise significantly due to COVID specifically, you know.
And I was reading your release and I found something interesting. A lot of us, again, impacted by COVID, but every little bit helps. So you had mentioned just if you can help somebody get some sock tape or just like a little bit, a little small gesture like that, it can go so far.
Absolutely. It definitely can.
And how can people get involved in this?
So we just launched our Help Her Play holiday campaign. And so Help Her Play is exactly that. We're trying to get more girls in the game. We're trying to help them play. And we're really doing a push right now for the holidays to make sure that Grindstone is considered when, you know, during the holiday season, a lot of people like to donate to various causes. And we want Grindstone to be on their mind when they're making that donation. And so that's definitely a way that people can get involved and they can donate. We're also looking for people. And, you know, what I mean by that is we want to grow. Grindstone, we, as you mentioned, we've reached a significant milestone this year, providing 100 grants, and we want to keep growing. We want to be able to provide grants to every province. And, you know, we can't do that without getting people to help us in those provinces to help families know that we're there and that they can apply for our grants.
Well, and I think just not being able to attend events has really taken that away, because you guys could probably, on a normal year, set up a booth or a speaker or something, and you're like, okay, we're here, but but now you're missing that means of communications just because we can't do it with COVID, right?
Yeah, last year we did, we had a lot of events actually tied to the Professional Women's Hockey Players Association, and so we would set up a booth, as you mentioned. We would drop the puck at games, just trying to get the name out there to make it a household name. And, you know, if it's not that family that needs the help, they can then pass on the name of Grindstone to another, right? So we haven't been able to do any of that, hopefully in the new year, as things hopefully get better.
And I was reading somewhere earlier this year that they were just looking at some statistics, and it looks like registration for girls in sports is continuing to dwindle, especially as they reach their teenage years. So for something like this to exist, especially in those formidable years where young adults are being shaped, I think it's super important just to show these hockey players that the support is out there.
Well, you're so right. And you know what? We've heard that. Last year, we met with some associations in the area, and they've mentioned that too, that their numbers are dwindling and they're not really sure why. And so that's one of the things that we're trying to really push is that, you know, let's not make financials a reason why girls can't play hockey. You know, there's such momentum going on right now in the women's game, the female game. And, you know, we need girls to keep entering the game, and we need families to know about Grindstone so that we can continue this momentum.
So where can people go if they want to find out more information about the award and about how they can give to the campaign?
Yeah, so they can go on our website. It's grindstoneaward.com/donate. You can also check us out on Instagram. We have our campaign running up on there. It's just at Grindstone Award. And then also on Facebook, we have, again, it's at Grindstone Award Foundation. And people can donate on the site. And they can also send us a message if they're interested in volunteering.